Blog Talk Radio.
JohnnyGiuliano.com.
The age and the lovely Sugar Brown.
Ooh, this ain't the best, this is a life for free.
So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh, paper or plastic.
Yeah, paper please.
Ooh, this ain't the best, this is a life for free.
So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh, paper or plastic.
Yeah, paper please. Since MC Light, lyrics rerun in your mind. DJ's gotta play me twice tonight. Back to back, let me make an impact with my raw flow, like you know the bread wet. Lauryn Hill flow for the miseducated. Black and white issues, so we still segregated. But I keep my views separated. It could all be so simple, but ignorance is complicated. I know you hate it when I spit the truth, cause all we hear about is money, bitches in the coop. Mentally I cruise, flows elevated, mandated cause these flows so outdated. A young mind still trying to make it, but distracted by sex, ads and big faces. With Mr. Basis, living for no reason. If Dr. King was a nigga, he'd still be breathing.
Ooh, the best things are life for free.
So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh, paper or plastic.
Yeah,
yes, for me. Ooh, the best things are life for free. So you got the best of me. Oh, paper or plastic.
Yeah, paper please, please. Let's take 2 moments of silence. One for religion and the other for politics. But damn, we need 3 for the violence. There's hatred in our nature and everybody's wildin'. So let's profile it, every picture smiling. This life is fixed for the powerful and rich. And what about the war that benefits real the men, but they don't get shit except for depressed or mentally insane. If you go away, change, how can you come back the same? You playing, but your focus ain't the game. You're in it to conquer while I'm in it to reign. My reign's buried, lyrically I'm buried. You can't rush creativity, so I don't hurry. My vision's blurry, focused on my movement. Like the Nike slogan, I just do it.
Ooh, this ain't the best,
this
is a life for free.
So you ain't gotta pay for me.
Oh, paper or plastic.
Yeah, oh, paper please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, this ain't the best,
yeah, yeah,
this
is a life for free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pay for me.
Oh, paper or plastic.
Yeah, paper please.
My people, what are you doing? Look around, where you going? To say that time is running out. 2012 in, so what are you all about?
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom Radio. That song was by tonight's guest, D.H. the Hit Writer. And she is a very savant young lady who's using her music and her poetry to expand the world into a better place to live. She's also a very beautiful goddess, And without any further ado, I'm going to welcome DH to the show. Welcome, DH.
Thank you. Thank you. That's one of my favorite songs.
It is a good song. And you and I, we did a radio show on SOP Radio Network Monday night. And tell people what your insight and what your intention is with your music and your poetry, to let them know, understand where you're coming from.
Well, balance is the key for me. So in everything that I do, I try to offer insight and, you know, spread positivity as well as tell the truth. I'm trying to do what a lot of commercial artists fail to do on a consistent basis, and that's speak about social issues, poverty, the school systems, the war on terror, all of the things that we don't hear enough of through music. That is my goal, through poetry, through my lyrics. Yes, it's a positive takeover.
Look, it kind of sounds like we're going to have some entertainment with us tonight. I apologize for that. That's just the way life gets. And, you know, and doing it through the radio and the blog talk and all the airways, it really comes out pretty well. So please just hang with me and DH with the noise and it'll go away. We're just going to will it away. But you were talking about the media and things like that and the artists. But how, you and I talked about this the other night. How is the music today and the media actually ingraining the angry energy of the world?
Well, a lot of the lyrics from hip-hop artists are...
Hey, are you on a speakerphone?
No.
Yes or no? I didn't hear that.
No, I'm not on a speakerphone.
Okay. I'm not either, but it's just one to play. Anyway, it's the way it's going to be. So anyway, continue.
A lot of the hip-hop artists today, I believe that they influence a lot of negativity through their lyrics, and as well as false. We talked about this the other day. I think that they project a fantasy life. So people listening to their music are encouraged in a negative way to pursue the things that they talk about, which normally is sex, drugs, or violence.
And, you know, drugs and violence, drugs are a quick way for people to make money that are living in a cash flow setting where the cash flow is very challenged. So how does the hip-hop and people see the way they live actually influence the way they live in their daily life?
It seems like in urban neighborhoods, a lot of people do illegal things just to obtain a lifestyle that they see through television. You know, fancy cars, big houses, ridiculous amounts of jewelry and things like that.
And what it really seems like to me, DH, is people see they don't have to work that hard and they have the glamour. And they think
right.
All they have to do is write a song and do a little singing. They don't understand the work that goes behind it, do they?
Yes, there is. But, you know, they don't understand it because, unfortunately, that doesn't get shown. We just see the glitz and the glamour. And it's hard for people to connect the hours spent in the studio or the hours spent on a stage practicing before the final product is presented. So
just like Michael Jordan and all them when Michael Jordan got cut from his basketball team, and he practiced harder after that than any time in the history to become what he did. So
yeah,
that is something that people don't see. But we're so ingrained, if it isn't easy and don't happen quickly, don't do it. And how is that really leading to the failure of this world, D.H.?
Well, I think that people aren't properly educated on the things that they see. So I think that ignorance towards the overall perception of things plays into the reason why people fail, because they see that, they see the money, they see what can be obtained, but people generally don't educate themselves on the business side of the things that occur in the world. So people go out and they try to obtain the riches, but they don't know how to. And a lot of time people don't know how to maintain. It's easy to get sometimes and harder to keep. But it all goes back to being properly educated and informed on whatever it is you're trying to pursue.
Isn't that true? Isn't that what happened to the United States as well when we started everything we've done since after World War II? We tried to run the world with a military prowess rather than an economic prowess?
Yes. And now look at where we are.
Well, to me, D.H., the world is looking for the people. God and the universe, to me, I swear they set this up. So people have to get back to their own innovation, such as you writing your songs, poetry, getting back to the normalcy of life and putting us back to innovation and sweat and perspiration and percipience.
Yes. But unfortunately, technology is starting to limit our ability to do certain things.
It is limiting us, but it also, isn't it stealing the innovation?
Yes. You know the saying, technology is a gift and a curse. There are so many things that we have now, especially in the world of health. There are so many things that we have that are way better than back in the day, but there are a lot of things that contribute to us being comfortable, being lazy, and not getting out there and working as hard as we used to. So it's a gift and a curse.
It is. And, you know, I really see that in the electrical trade. We can draw everything on a computer. We bid everything off a computer. But we forget it's human. It's the human side of things that actually physically put it in. And that's where we're really lacking, is getting the computer to understand it isn't a straight line. There's always something to be bent.
Right.
And I've really noticed that in the electrical trade, is they're trying to make it a non-skilled trade, almost like plug and play, and it's never going to work because of all the stuff that is hid inside a building. That's what the computer don't understand, and that's just like in life.
Right. Yes,
so,
technology.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rob.
You know, technology is a curse, but, you know, somewhere we have to get an understanding as human beings. The computer can only do so much. The human factor, the personal thing has to take over, because it's about allowing people to make a living, too. But, you know, there's also the gadgets and the innovation, the songs and the music and everything that will open people up. How do you
right.
see that being expanded, such as your music?
Well, technology has been a blessing to, I think, the independent artist world, because we can do so much more through social networking. you know, we can promote and market way more than we used to be able to, which gives us a chance to go toe-to-toe with a major artist because we have access to the same things that they do without having to sign away our lives to a major label and do things that we necessarily don't want to do. But I know that in that aspect, that is a positive aspect. Technology has helped the independent artist circuit.
Well, yeah, and that's really brought a level playing field to the people that are beginning, because it used to be getting on somebody in the field, nothing would happen or nothing would be exposed. Everybody stay on the line. I'm going to hang up and I'm going to recall in because I think it's my phone and it's got a bad connection with the computer. Don't anybody go anywhere, DH, and I'll be right back. I'm going to try calling in and see if we get rid of this noise. So stay right on the line. Okay, everybody okay with that? You okay with that, DH?
Yep, I'm staying.
All right. I'm back. Is that better?
Yep.
Oh, that's way better. It was my phone. I had a bad connection. I've kind of had that all week sometimes. No, but we're getting back. The media has to step up and take a prominent role and start doing this. But the artists in the hip-hop and the country music, all of it, they need to start getting the sex and violence and the killings out of their show, out of their music, and start putting forth music like you. What would that do to the world, DH?
I always say if the major artists, I believe that the major artists, because they're so commercially distributed, I feel like they have the ability to change minds. And I think that if one person would step out and do something different, everyone else would follow. So I think that, of course, as we talked about the other day, yes, these celebrities, these major artists have a great influence on society. So it would be, I know in my heart, I have faith in my heart that it would make a difference. You can't save everyone, but I'm sure a lot of people would look at life differently because they look up to these people. And it's no better way to lead than by example. So I know that it would have a great influence.
And in your music and the things you do, but, you know, here's the thing. You're not going to save everybody, but you can give people a better way to see their life. What would that do for people? Just having a better way rather than the sex and the violence and all the guns and everything, because we blame the world on sex, violence, guns, but you know what? It's still people. It's the people that are doing it, not the guns and sex or the violence. So how can we get people to take responsibility for their own life and their own actions, DH?
I believe if more artists would, if they present that life, they need to do a better job at presenting the downside to that lifestyle. You know, if you shoot someone, you could go to jail. You know, talk about what it's like being in jail. That's what disappoints me about artists. You have all of these hip-hop artists who say they're so tough and they're this and they're that, but they never open up about their experiences through their music while they were in jail or whatever the case, the hardships of their life. We rarely hear about that. We only hear about the partying and all of that. I think that if more artists became socially aware and rapped about the other side to the lifestyle that they present, I think that, you know, it would open a lot of people's eyes and minds and possibly change a lot in the way people see life.
You know, it's like with Broadcast and Charlie Sheen right now, they're just, and Charlie's got some challenges, but they're glamorizing it.
Right.
And Lindsay Lohan, they're glamorizing what these two are doing wrong. But how about all the movie stars that are doing good through their philanthropy and everything? You know, Will Shields, he was an offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs, 11-time Pro Bowler. And they was talking about all the players that got in trouble. But here was a man that had a after school reading program. And when the people and the teachers in Kansas City were having a challenge with a student, they would call him and he would come in and talk to the student. Can you imagine being a 9-year-old and him comes a man 6'3", 6'4", weighing 300 pounds? That's a football player. But they never, ever advertised that. They never talked about it.
Right.
And see, that's
right.
What we got to start talking about. You know, it's like your music. It's promoting people and advancing people. But people won't buy it because it isn't thrilling. But yet,
right,
when you get in positive state of mind, DH, that is thrilling.
Right.
To me. And how do you feel about all that?
I feel motivated to keep doing what I'm doing because the music industry is so fickle. What's popular now might not be popular in 10 years. So I feel like it's important to me to stay true to myself. And hopefully one day artists who have messages in their work and their music will finally get the spotlight that they deserve. And plus, at the end of the day, I have to live with who I am. I have to come in, because I'm still human, I have to look in the mirror and be able to say, I know that I'm doing the right thing with my talent.
There, you just said a key word. That was profound, if people were paying attention, when you pay attention. Doing what I can with my talent.
Yes.
That is profound. And how do you think the world is really asking people to showcase their talent right now, such as you are?
Well, there's so many talented people out there. I mean, on any random day, you can get on YouTube and just sit there and see some of the most amazing things. I think that the world is always thirsty for talent. But hopefully those who use their talents in the right way will get the due that they deserve.
Yeah, you know, I get asked this question all the time, and it's just sit down and do it. How do you get the wisdom to write a song? Does it come from your everyday life and your experiences, and then something inside you gets illuminated, and then you write?
It comes from several different factors. I had a very close relationship with my grandmother, so she passed a lot of her wisdom from her life experiences to me. And, of course, yes, life experiences that I've gone through. Yes, I always write from, I don't even say my heart, I say my soul. So these are personal things that I've experienced or people around me. You know, I don't put anyone's names out, but, you know, my friends go through things and we talk about them. So everything inspires me. I could even be riding down the street and see a billboard that's interesting with a specific message, and I could think, I'm going to write a song about that. You know, so nothing is off limits when it comes to my inspiration.
inspiration and wisdom come from one or two words. It don't come from a long sentence.
Right.
To me, it does. I mean, it just comes from instantaneous action. When you're open and willing to listen, it happens all of a sudden. Don't you feel that, or how does it happen
yes.
for you?
You are right. I was just talking to my best friend today, and I said, you know what, I feel like at this stretch of my life, I need to listen more, because when you listen, you learn. You know, sometimes it's hard to move around a lot and talk and get the message. Sometimes silence is needed to truly get what's going on around you.
You know, that is very true. You know, life is expanded in silence and lived in the space of your thoughts and action.
Yes. Yes.
And how do you feel when you're in silence is one of your best songs, your inspiration for your song enters your life?
I think that in my silence I am most wise, because it allows me to reflect and not necessarily feel any emotion towards a situation, but it allows me to, it's like a out-of-body experience. Some days I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my gosh, why am I thinking about a certain situation from the past? But I look at it with new eyes and silence. And it's like I'm quiet and I'm gathering totally new information from something that happened in the past, and I'm able to see things differently. You know how it is sometimes you're in a situation, let's say you get into an argument with someone, and you're so deadlocked on what you believe, and you cannot see why they see things the way they see it. But you remove yourself from that situation, and in your silence you can say, aha, you know, maybe I can relate to how they see the situation. But in that moment, you're not able to focus on anything else except for what you believe and you perceive. So silence helps me see things differently.
In silence, you expand, and in listening, you expand, and in communication, you expand the world.
Yes.
And that is what the world is looking for, is listening, innovation, and expanding in love. Because, you know, it's like all the things going on. We're so focused on the terrorism type things, we're forgetting terrorism is overcome with innovation. We have to be open. I don't like saying have to, but we really have to engage in being open to showing them a better way to live. We can't show them a better way to live by using what we understand. And yes, there will probably be a physical altercation, but the United States right now cannot show the world a better way to live because we have our own challenges.
Right.
When we overcome our own challenges, we'll expand the world.
Yes.
And the greatest asset you know, D.H., the greatest thing the United States has over every country in the world is its people. The
yes.
people of this country, such as you and the listeners and everybody, are the people that will expand the innovation. How do you feel, D.H., when we choose to expand the innovation and show them a better way to live through just our cultural morals, how will that expand their life, do you feel?
I think that it would be another positive, uplifting movement. But you are right. I don't think that most Americans see that we have some of the most powerful, innovative people here. You know, I think that our country as a whole well, not me and you included, because we're just so different. But I think our country as a whole has its priorities out of whack. Like, some of the things that are important to us aren't really the things that are affecting us overall. You know, we do have issues with so many things that we don't see people put as much effort into as clicking on YouTube and watching Charlie Sheen's interview. You know, we have issues in the school systems, poverty, but most of our attention is devoted to entertainment. So, yes, we do have very powerful people, but it's like we silenced our power by dumbing down society. So,
Keep going. You're on a roll, girl. You're right on the mic.
It's just so frustrating because I think that we as Americans take a lot of the things that we have for granted. You know, you have third world countries who barely have water, clean water, you know. And we have all of these things. We have all of this technology. And we let it go to waste because we don't focus on what needs to be focused on. And it's sad. It hurts me to my heart. The other day I was in tears. I was looking at an article on the Detroit school system. And they were closing down a lot of public schools, and it just made me burst into tears because I was watching the presidential speech, and Obama was talking about how important education is. And to hear that speech and then a few days later see Detroit closing down a lot of its public schools, it's disheartening. It's unbelievable. But we pump so much into glorifying athletes and celebrities, and the school system is failing. I just don't get it.
Well, that's the thing. The first thing the politicians do when they want to cut a budget, they cut the kids. And we'll have a caller, and I'll get to 301-933 in just a second. But they're always going after the kids and the elderly. Instead of going after, you know, it's like the politicians want to cut, but yet you wait. Next year they'll vote themselves a $5,000 a year pay raise. See, they don't understand we don't get to vote on our pay raises. They get to vote on theirs, and that's
right.
The difference. And the school system needs to get into a business, spiritual mindset, not religion, spiritual, where people listen to each other. You ready for a phone call, DH?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. 301-933, who's calling and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Silver Spring, Maryland. Hi, Dad.
Hey.
Oh,
I hope you're enjoying
think
me and Rob.
Know each other.
Yes, I do know the young lady. How you doing, Missy?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, host? I love your show.
Well, thank you, and I'm doing really excellent. You're my caller. I got good guests, and people are listening, and life don't get any better than this, and we'll get to expand the world, because that's what Cowboy Wisdom Radio is about, is expanding
awesome.
The innovation in this country for people to succeed. I don't care what the politicians do. I don't care what anybody does. Because the people have it within them to expand the world, and that's what we're going to energize on this show.
Yes.
Cool. I have a question for Ms. DH.
Yes.
All right.
How do you feel about gay marriage?
Wow, that's a good question. That's an excellent question. I feel as though every human being should be able to do what they want to do. You know, I feel as though, you know, people might not agree with that, but you can show support by not interfering with what other people want to do. You know, I think that It's 2011, and we need to unite. The heterosexual and the homosexual community just need to unite and stop fighting unnecessary wars. There are far more important issues to deal with.
Awesome.
Did that answer your question?
Yes. How did the host feel about it?
Me, it's none of my business what anybody else's sexual life is. Because when I'm minding my own business, doing my focusing on my own attention, moving my own life forward, that's all there is. And if I'm worried about what somebody else is doing behind closed doors, I lose focus on where I'm going. And what they do behind the door doesn't matter. And if you don't like it, it's none of your business. It's none of my business if somebody's gay. Me, I'm not, but it's none of my business.
That's cool.
I like that. I like that response.
That's very cool. Well, thank you for allowing me to call in.
Well,
yeah,
we're here
thank
Tuesday,
you for calling.
Wednesday, and Thursday. Thank you for calling. Cowboy Wisdom's here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of every week at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Great. Okay, y'all have a good night.
You too.
And thank you. And
all
thank
right,
you
bye-bye.
For calling.
Okay, bye.
And here's the thing. We're too busy focusing on social issues, and we can't move our own life forward.
Right.
And we're too ingrained. What's that?
That was an excellent answer, Rob. People are so busy focused on other people's lives that they can't even see the messes in their own lives. So that was a great answer.
And so here's the thing, DH. When you're focusing on the, let's just say, the homosexual marriage, or you're focusing on something else, it's like the United States focusing on Libya right now. If we're going to do
right.
something with Libya, let's just do it. Let's not mess around. Let's go do it. Get it
right.
done. But see, something I'm going to ask you this. This is something right after this we're going to play DH's other song. Here's the thing. We've been held hostage by OPEC since 1971. We've had 40 years to put an energy policy together, and we haven't. But if you get to looking at it, if you ever check out the Carlyle Group and look how much money our politicians make in campaign contributions from oil companies, and look who's playing in the field, the oil field, and in Saudi Arabia. Bechtel, Halliburton, the Bush family. It's nothing against the family, but the higher-ups are all making money off of OPEC. So we'll never have an energy policy until the people start a grassroots movement and just start doing the solar power and things on their individual houses and take the oil companies out of our lives.
Yes. That goes back to what I told you.
That
goes back to what I told you the other day. People can no longer sit there on your behinds and just expect the politicians to fight your wars. You have to get up and get out here, protest, come up with innovative ways to address the issues, because right now a lot of people are just talking. We keep talking about the problem. We talk, and talk. It's time to come up with solutions.
DH, the Hit Writer, is my guest, and we're going to play another song of hers right now, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to talk more about getting off our behinds when we're done.
Yes.
You are now listening to the
website, but until then, you can go to www.reverbnation.com/DH the Hit Writer. That's DHDAHITWRYTER. And also, I have Facebook fan pages, The Hit Writer, and my other fan page is DH. And I'm on Twitter too, DH the Hit Writer.
That's DH underscore Hit Writer, the Hit Writer, right? DH,
yeah,
the Hit Writer.
Yeah, DH underscore the Hit Writer. You're right. You are correct. Yes.
And anyway, DH, we was talking about that, and we'll let you read your one of your poems here in just a minute. But we're talking about people having to. How do you feel everybody has a song, a poem, a book, and everything in them, and we have another caller in just a second here. 443 will be with you in just a minute. Do you feel that everybody has a song, a poem, a book, a gadget within them?
I think that everyone has a talent, yes. What talent that is, you have to travel through life to find it. But I think that everyone is capable of some form of art. It might not be singing, it might not be rapping, it could be painting, poetry. I think everyone is artistic in some type of way.
In a unique way?
Yes, in a unique way, yes, because as artistic as I am with words, I cannot draw to save my life. So I think that, yes, everyone is artistic in a unique way.
You know, I always envy people that can draw.
Me too.
I can write. I can do a lot of things. But drawing, but you know, I think I'm too critical in it, and I just don't draw what comes to mind. I try to make it perfect instead of just drawing what comes to mind and let that be my art.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Well, whatever, I feel like this, you know. Sometimes I try myself every now and then to, you know, draw, and I know that it's really not my strength. But whatever creative zone you are in, go for it. Go with it. You know, you might end up coming up with a masterpiece.
You never know when you can be a D.H. the Hit Writer or J.K. Rowling's or a Bill Gates. You just have to keep putting the left foot in front of the right foot.
Yes. I like the way you said that.
And that's all life is looking for the opportunities rather than the naysayers and the pessimism of the world. It's really about opening up. And you ready for another phone call, D.H.?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, 443-622 Hello, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Shimova. I'm calling from Glen Burnie, Maryland. Hello, this is my area. Yes, hello. Hello to the Wisdom Cowboy NDH. I just wanted to make a comment, if I could. In regards to DH as an artist, I just wanted to call and give her support and praises because she's a great artist. She's a great performer. I've had the pleasure of seeing her perform, and she has a lot of energy, and she's very well-spoken. That's one thing I would like to mention about the arts. I mean, when you are in the arts and you're nurturing yourself and you're becoming more familiar with what you're talented, you know, and you have to nurture that and be educated because, you know, DH is a prime example of an artist who is educated. She's very well-spoken. She's not just one-track, you know, mind that she is involved in politics and her views in politics as well as her views in the community. So I just wanted to give praises to her and tell her, you know, good luck in the future with all of her ventures. I think she's a great artist. I think she's a great performer. And I just am glad to be a fan of her. So I just wanted to give her some praises. So big up to you, DH. You're doing a great job in everything that you're doing.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I got a tear in my eye. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling.
No problem.
And DH, that is what's going to carry the world. It's people, the leaders of the world, DH, aren't known to the world yet. And that's what the media and the internet is going to do, is expose people such as you to the world. And, you know, here's the thing. People say, I'm not into politics. When you're not into politics or understanding politics, your politics dictate your life. When you understand politics, you're dictating the life to others. How do you feel about that?
I agree. I do agree. I used to say that I'm not into politics, but actually I am. It's just natural. But I would get so frustrated, and I'm so passionate about things that I felt like, you know, I might go out and get some, I might go out and do something crazy. But at the same time, that's the good side. And I think that, you know, certain people in life were born to be advocates, to be leaders, to lead people. And so as much as I sometimes say I'm not into politics, that's far from the truth because I'm very aware of what's going on. I'm every bit as much into it. You know, it's just, it's frustrating, but I'm not going to turn my back or blind my eyes, you know, so I think that it's very important to be aware of what's going on around you because you may feel like it's not affecting you, but someday, at some moment, at any time, it can affect you. So that's my piece on that.
It is affecting us now because we absolutely have no leadership for the people in Washington, D.C. And you know, DH or something, I'm really starting to understand. I actually think that's the greatest thing that's ever happened to the American people, and I'm going to say this. Because now it's the American people are going to have to step up and become a rebel-rousing enterpriser to expand their life.
Yes. We seeing it. We are seeing it happen around us in other countries. And I feel
I'll
like
tell
it's
you
getting
what, go ahead, Cindy. I'm sorry.
I feel like it's getting ready to be contagious.
You know, when the people in the Middle East will stand up to what they're standing up, the rest of the world should really take notice of them people. And we can do it through innovation and wisdom where they have to really get down and go through a civil war. But we can do it through innovation and love. And how do you feel about that?
It's crazy that you say that because we do have the ability to do it through our art, through technology. And the people over in the Middle East, their lives are so much harder than ours. The punishment for them standing up for themselves and rebelling is way worse than it would be here. You know, people get fingers cut off and they probably still get hung or stoned. And we just get a few days in jail, you know. So I think that again, it goes back to what I said earlier. We take a lot of things for granted. But slowly but surely, a lot of those things we use as a crutch are starting to get pulled away. So I think eventually we are going to have to stand up for ourselves and get down and dirty.
We are. We're going to have to stand up. And, you know, I see it every day. People would rather hide for a paycheck than stand up for their abilities and for what's right. And, see, that's what's wrong with this country. A paycheck is more important than your moral and ethical and your standing up for what you believe. That's what's really hurt this country as far as I'm concerned. How do you feel about that?
Yes, I feel like everyone feels like the simple solution is let's wait every 4 years to elect someone that we feel can change the world. No, it doesn't work like that. You know, sometimes I question the government as a whole. You have a person that's president, but he still has to, of course, answer to Congress, you know. So it's all a chain, but again, if we rise up together and rebel, I personally feel like we could get a lot much more done. You know, we can at least address the issues that never get addressed on the floor. So,
and see, here's the thing. This country is so poverty consciousness, DH, we don't know how to expand right now. We've been in this recession basically since 99. Actually, I think we've been in it since 70, but we just kept having booms and going down. But here's the thing. We're allowing the same thing to happen because the Congress and the president, they're just puppets of K Street. That's all they are. You know, and they're basically every day running for office, and that is what they vote from. So how do you feel people themselves can actually open up and expand in this situation we're in now? Because it's an economic awakening as far as I'm concerned. How do you feel people can open up their enterprising entrepreneur within themselves?
Well, it goes back to something you mentioned earlier. I applaud the efforts of these grassroots campaign groups because they stand up to society and, well, mainly politicians every day. But the key is working together. You know, it's not just one person trying to fight against Congress or politicians. It's people coming together, coming up with solutions, and acting upon them, pressing it, presenting the idea, coming up with a bill for it, presenting the idea to Senate, and slowly but surely people working together as the underdog, growing their numbers, it's starting to take effect. I mean, we have cars that don't need any gas, any oil, so I think that it's going to take us to put our heads together and work together to come up with innovative ways to take away from the issues that we have with society. But teamwork makes the dream work. So we would have to unite and stop fighting over petty things.
And you also said something earlier that I really wanted to expound on. We elect the Republicans one election cycle, then we elect the Democrats, but here's the thing. We're recycling the same agendas instead of putting new agendas in there. And
right.
High taxes actually come from low wages.
Yes. Don't we all know
people,
that?
Yeah, because we're not taught that in an economics class in college. So how will your music actually open people up to understand they have the wit and the wisdom within them to expand their life into their desired life?
I believe my music, well, proof was in the pudding tonight because a caller called in and said it. I know that my music will inspire people because it will challenge their thoughts. and it will open up their perspective. You know, I'm only going to, balance is key, but I definitely feel the responsibility and the need to place messages about poverty and politicians into my music, you know. So with that being said, I know that when people are introduced to my art, they're going to walk away with a lesson, and it's going to be a real-life lesson, not a fantasy, but it's going to relate to real life. You know, I can't save, it's like we said, we can't save everyone, but that one mind that I can get to change can go out and change another mind, and so on, and keep it going. So that's my plan.
And see, there's a savant goddess in action right there. Do you have one of your poems handy?
Yes, I do.
Read your poem, please.
This is called The Struggle. Make sure y'all follow me because I'm working on a poetry book called Poetic Conversations. But anyway, The Struggle. Contemplating isolation from society and its complications. Frustration begins to fight with my patience. Mentally island hopping, but in reality I'm chasing pavement. Pinching paychecks, hypnotized by desires. Paralyzed by reality, blessed with the poor man's craft. Wanting to please others and make them happy. Forgetting to make yourself smile and enjoy life. Trapped between furthering education and following dreams. Making a way or securing your future. Doing what needs to be done so one day you can do what you want. Surviving life's obstacles. Living just to make it. The Struggle.
That's DH the Hit Writer, and her website is www.reverbnation.com/DH the Hit Writer.
Yes.
And when I put that, and you can go there, and she's also on Facebook and Twitter. So we're down to the last 40 seconds. Share some wisdom for people to close the show on.
First off, I want to thank you for having me, Rob. And I want to thank, yes, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want everyone to know this. You can make a difference. Don't sit around waiting for anyone else around you to. You have to go out and do it. If you want something, you have to go out and get it. If you want change, you have to go out and bring it.
That is very wise, and you've heard a very astute, a very wise goddess here tonight. She awakened a lot. We'll be here next week. This is Cowboy Wisdom Radio on Be Wisdom Radio Network. You can check out BeWisdom.com, Cowboy-Wisdom.com, and BeFirstInc.com, along with DH the Hit Writer on Facebook, Twitter, and our website. And DH, I really want to thank you. It's been an honor and a privilege.
Thank you.
And for everybody that was on the phone lines and in the chat room, I thank you very much. And it was my privilege to share my night with you, and I hope the honor. And I thank you very much. And everybody, good night. Until next week.